Good morning. It's time for a market rewind on KLGR. Corn futures saw gains of 1 to 2 cents yesterday. The USDA export inspections report indicated that just under 948,000 metric tons of corn were shipped during the week of March 1st. That was a drop of 28% from the previous week and down 34.5% from the same week last year. Year-to-date exports of 18.9 million metric tons is lagging in the same time in 2017 by almost 31%. Shipments will need to pick up to meet the current USDA projection. As of last Tuesday, they managed Monday and held a net long position of 59,000 contracts. Soybean futures closed Monday's session with most contracts 4 to 6.5 cents in the green. Nearby soy meal futures were down 90 cents per ton, with front month soy oil 5 points lower. U.S. exporters shipped 990,000 metric tons of soybeans for the week that ended March 1st. There was a 29.2% above last week and 4.47% larger than last year at this time. Friday's commitment of traders report showed spec funds holding a net long position of just over 147,000 contracts as of last Tuesday in soybean futures and options. Let's take a look at where things are right now on the Board of Trade in the overnight. May corn is a half cent lower at 386 and three quarters. December new crop down a penny at 405 even. Soybeans for May a quarter cent lower at 1077 and a quarter. November new crop beans trading even at 1042 and a quarter. Soybean meal for May $1.40 lower at 391.80. July down $1 at 390.40 a ton. Soybean oil for May, 23 cents higher at 32.44. July also up 23 cents at 32.63. Chicago wheat for May, 4¾ cents lower at 504.5. New crop down a nickel at 532.5. Minneapolis wheat for May, 4.5 cents lower at 619.75. July is 5.5 cents lower at 626.5. New crop 5¼ cents lower at 632.75. Kansas wheat for May, 5¾ cents lower, 539.75. New crop down 6.5 to 570 even. May oats, a penny lower at 268 even. September trading even at 265.75. That's been a check of your market numbers here on KLGR on your Farm Market Rewind.